To those of you living through Pavel's moment, I have a request or two. I obviously have a long-term goal, helping to establish new social arrangements, new social relationships globally, in which we get to live our gifts, grow our leadership, recover our lost humanity, embrace our empathy, by means of establishing human leisure globally. So I have a clear picture, cast in clear feelings that I want to see around me, i.e., I'm not just thinking concretely, I'm feeling concretely. I want my body, soul, mind to feel joyous and relaxed, luxuriate in the sense of limitless time. Because that's the truth. Our lives and possibilities are unbounded and limitless. And it's long overdue. Our claiming our right to live like this and not just imagine it, our happiness. And I read a good example of this in the most recent, the summer edition of our local anarchist paper, Slingshot, from NC Stan in Istanbul. And I'm sure our brothers and sisters in Tahrir Square, after January 25, would recognize the exhilaration evident in this description. Quote, every kind of person was there. High school students, elderly people, taxi drivers, prostitutes, artists, homosexuals, children, elites, Kurds, tourists, Muslims, intellectuals, etc. All sorts of different people were uniting behind a common goal. The goal wasn't just about saving a park anymore. The goal was to change the government, the power structure, and the system. People demanded a humane life free from domination by a government that many Turkish people consider a dictatorship. Every hour, the protests became more and more powerful. Together, we built a free zone in the center of the city in which there were no police. People were sharing. We built a library, held concerts, practiced yoga, offered workshops, handed out free food, made art, and welcomed varied political ideas, sexual identities, and religions. All of this wasn't easy. 6 young protesters were killed by the police. More than 8,000 people were injured because of gas, water, and rubber bullets. The government pushed and attacked the protesters for hours. The stress of being abhorred by the populace caused at least 5 police officers to commit suicide. Mainstream media didn't show any of the demonstrations. From walls on the street full of political mottos and unique art to hospitals full of injured protesters, when an entire country was standing up, CNN preferred to air a documentary about the lives of penguins. We had to create our own media with tablets, smartphones, social media, and the internet with the slogan, "We are media." When Turkey prepared for the election, the revolution in Ukraine inspired the youth of the country. An interjection. It's surreal listening to the coverage, even on progressive stations, about that revolution. Even on progressive stations, we hear this talk about how the fascists have taken over the government. That was a revolution. And I am sorry. We need a media that will talk about what that means in a class system. We need to be behind our brothers and sisters struggling, striving, who need the hope, the inspiration that there are those who see the truth. It was those who want freedom for our future who made that happen. And power has buku resources to swoop in after the fact and pay people to cause havoc. So that revolution in Ukraine continuing inspired the youth of the country, of Turkey. I think that revolution is not impossible, but will not be easy either. This is more than a personal hope. This is all in hopes of waking a generation to say, stop to all old-fashioned mindsets, rules, laws, and political techniques. This incites the question, if I'm smarter, more open-minded, more well-educated, more intelligent than the politicians, then how can they manage my rights? Interjection, precisely. This is the sense rapidly becoming dominant, ascendant, globally right now. But we need a different model completely, one which breaks down atomization daily, just as we see in liberation moments like Taksim. Otherwise, we'll be Plato played yet again when power says, "You think you have intelligence? Well, then you step into the leadership positions." And there we go, off and running. There's never a dearth of folks who want to be contenders. And before they know it, they're turning their backs on their brothers and sisters. Till the majority of us say enough is enough and join together to end the atomization. Continuing, quote, "This practically screams out," says NC Stan. "We don't need borders, visas, stupid papers, ugly buildings, dirty air, artificial food, liar media, sexist beliefs, secret plans, war for more money, education for brainwashing, taxes for the powerful, low living standard, gray cities and awful public transportation and health systems. We need trees, music, good books, sharing, love, and understanding." We understand that there's no problem with sexual, ethnic, or religious differences. The problem is where the power is placed. The recent Erdogan scandal reminded us of Emma Goldman's quote, "If voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal." So if we can't change anything by voting, we should realize that now is the time to stand up and make change happen. Unquote from NC Stan. Resistance takes root. Rebellion in Turkey's Taksim Square from the summer 2014 edition of Slingshot. The scope and intensity of reaction that power is unleashing globally is to be expected, given the power and perspicacity of youth today globally. All over the world, youth have tasted directly and vicariously the exhilaration of a world, albeit in microcosm, without borders, boredom, and false divisions between us. A world in which we've overcome the atomization and moved directly to addressing the completely solvable problems of reproducing ourselves and living together harmoniously and in balance with the earth. Because more and more of us see that it is force, power itself and only, that is the source of discord, disharmony, and strife, of material and psychic insecurity in the world.